What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've been in the chat with me and Tyner head football coach, Mr. Christian Maynard. Coach, after having a very successful 12-2 season and a great summer of practice, how ready do you feel the team is heading into the season?
Just for us, being as close as we were, definitely been a motivational factor for us in the offseason. You know, we've got some core pieces that came back, and, you know, I'm excited to get to week one. You know, when you hit on each other and beat on each other for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, you get some scrimmages in between, but you know, when you get to line it up and you feel the stands and you smell the concession food, and you know, there's just nothing that you can substitute the feeling you get on Friday nights. And so, you know, I'm excited for it, and I know our guys are excited for the opportunity as well.
You mentioned those guys that are returning from last year, all the upperclassmen and players you have returning. You also have, you know, a lot of talent in those numbers as well as speed, and you also graduated a ton of seniors. How much have those younger guys kind of stepped into their roles this summer?
We definitely have some young guys that, you know, had to fill in the void of some of our departures from our seniors. You know, we've had some guys, our defensive ends, you know, a young guy that last year that got some playing time later as the season went. He started really playing more week 5 and then just continued to play from there on. But his name's Adam Shaw. He's done a great job. He's a great kid, works hard, very technical. He plays DN for us. And then we've had both corner spots. You know, we were looking for a corner, and you know, I've had some young guys that fill those shoes. One guy, his name is Kamarian Henderson, and so he's done a great job for us. Really improved in the weight room as well. You know, because that's the big thing with those young guys is that, you know, there's a big difference when you're a 15-year-old kid versus being an 18-year-old kid who's been in the weight room for 3 or 4 years. And so we are very, very fortunate to have some guys that, you know, have stepped into that role, have gotten some scrimmage experience under the belt, but you can't really substitute anything for Friday night. So, you know, going to kind of throw them in the fire this Friday against a really good Silverdale team. And so we'll see what we're made of. And hopefully those guys can perform like we know they can.
And then focusing on that speed that you also have on your team, you have Karante Cunningham and Cole Ward, both amazing track athletes as well. How much does that help you mix up your play calling, and how have they improved or impacted those guys that are around them?
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, Cole, first off, been a kid I've been trying to get out for 3 years. Got him talked into it this year. The thing about Cole is he brings, you know, athleticism, speed, competitiveness, but he also brings leadership. You know, he's probably one of the best guys I've ever been around when it comes to leadership. You know, leads by example, leads with his words. So that's been a huge asset for us, adding that to our team. But as far as the play calling and you know, trying to score touchdowns and be successful on offense, it helps out because, you know, Karante is the type of guy that can run by anybody. And so he's going to get a lot of attention. I'm sure he's going to get a lot of guys that safeties are going to try to help over the top of him. And what that does is just leave other guys one-on-one. It also helps lighten the box for us so that we may be able to run the football more successfully. You know, there's a lot of different assets that these guys bring and versatility, but you know, they're the type of guys you can throw a hitch or an out screen that they can score. They can run by you, they can score. And like I said, they're going to lighten the box up or give other guys one-on-one opportunities to go win, which, you know, hopefully will help us be a high scoring, successful offense.
Looking at your schedule real quick too, this season you only have 3 road games, those being at Ottawa, at Marshall County, and at Central. Does that worry you at all to have such few road games?
No, you know, I think us going to Marshall County will be good for us because I'm sure, you know, our goal is to make a deep playoff run. And at some point when you do that, you have to go on the road. You know, Marshall County is a really good football team, 4A football team. I think they've been in the quarterfinals and maybe even semifinals the last couple of years. The coaches do a great job. They got great athletes and players in their program. And so I think making that long trip, you know, hopefully we can use that as a, you know, building block for if we do go on the road in the playoffs. And, you know, I think our guys have anticipated having as many home games as possible. You know, been on the road basically 3 years in a row minus the 3 playoff games we had last year. So, you know, I'm proud for our guys to get the opportunity to host a regular season game. First time it's been done since 22. And so you know, hopefully we'll set the new field off with christen it the way we're supposed to and come out on top Friday night.
Yeah, it's a wild stat to mention too. The first regular season home game since 2022. It's wild, but it's great that you have your field now. And, you know, like you said, you got your first game on it, first regular season game on it this Friday night against Silverdale. So, Coach, we wish you the best of luck this year and everything that you've got going on over there, and can't wait to see what y'all do.
All right. Appreciate you, sir.